It's Monday, the 17th of June, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as RTUK, and this is my, not been used for a while, audio blog. I'm just recording this morning. I'm on the way to work after a very tiring weekend, and I've been catching up with my audioboos, and I've just listened to Nissapod's lovely boo about how they've had an offer accepted on a house, and it's looking like hopefully things are moving, so I'm really pleased about that. It's really good news. But it made me think about something, because she mentioned replacing the boiler, which looks very ancient. And that made me think of a saga that we've had with our boiler recently. Now, our boiler is very ancient. Our house is an early 1970s house, and we think it's the original boiler. It is certainly the boiler that's been in the house since we bought it in 1999 or the year 2000 or wherever it was. So, yeah, it's an elderly boiler, but it's a very old, very solid Baxi boiler. And every now and again, I think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have on-demand heating rather than a tank and a boiler and all this old-fashioned stuff? And my mother keeps saying to me, no, I keep reading all these articles in the newspapers, and there's all these things on the television that says, if you've got an old boiler, for goodness sake, hang on to it and keep it running for as long as possible, because they were built to last. They really do run. And actually, it's not worth getting a new modern one, because they really don't last very long. And she's got a new one of these on-demand boilers in her house, and she has had loads of trouble with it and all sorts of problems. And it seems to be standard wisdom that old boilers are better. It's a shame that seems to be the case, but that does seem to be the case. Now, we had a problem with our boiler recently, and we thought the pilot light wasn't lighting. It looked like it wasn't going at all. It was certainly not making the water cool. And I've got home emergency insurance through my bank account, so I phoned them up and said, look, you know, no hot water, small kids, that's an emergency. And okay, they sent somebody out, and this person came out and looked at the boiler and said, yeah, pilot light won't light, and wrote down a list of parts that we needed and went away to check the insurance. And they came back and said, terribly sorry, you're not covered. We'll give you a bit of money off your new boiler, but you're going to have to buy a new boiler. At which point I was like, right, okay, well, hang on a minute. We only had this boiler service 6 months ago by a nice, friendly little gas man who said it's got loads of life left in it, and for goodness sake, keep it running, you know, following the same advice again. So I phoned our little friendly gas man and said, would you come out and look at this boiler before we replace it? And he came out and he looked at it and he said, well, your pilot light's lit, that's not the problem. And we said, hang on, we can't see the pilot light. And he said, well, no, you can't on this model, you have to know where you're looking. And he lifted off a couple of pieces of the boiler and said, look, there's your pilot light, you're fine. And then he dug around a little bit more and tried to find out why the heater wasn't actually kicking in. And he lifted off the front of the boiler and he said, oh, there you go, there's your problem. There's a little bit of insulation which has fallen down on top of the burners, so the burners won't light because they've got this piece of insulation on top of them. So he went out to his van, grabbed some of the right kind of glue, stuck the insulation back together, put the boiler back together, you know, 50 quid, job done. And I thought that was interesting for two points. It's, you know, for a start, it's given me huge faith in my little local gas man, and I think I will bypass the home emergency insurance and go straight to him if we have another problem in the future. But it was also interesting that, you know, somebody could come out and look at the... It's kind of like if you've got one of these old boilers, you need to find a decent gas guy who knows them to look after them, because obviously the home emergency guy didn't really know what he was doing with this particular boiler. He hadn't, you know, it must have been fairly obvious that something had fallen down on top of the burners, but he hadn't spotted that at all. And his answer was put a new boiler in, which would have cost us loads of money, when actually we didn't need to replace it. So I suppose this is a long and rambling way of saying I love our old boiler. It's fabulous. There's lots of wisdom that says don't get rid of them. So just kind of reaching out to Ruth and saying, you know, maybe you don't need to replace the boiler. Maybe you just need to find a nice little gas man who'll look after it for you. But there you go. Anyway, I'm running out of time. I've managed to talk for 5 minutes on the subject of boilers, which I'm quite impressed with. So I'm going to sign off now, and I'll probably speak to you again soon. Bye for now.